We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here, reaching out to everyone across Atlanta as the Atlanta Falcons head towards the NFL draft. And certainly the majority of coverage over the next 2, 3, 4 days is going to be devoted directly to that. And we start here with a guy I am incredibly excited to chat with. Jim Nagy of the Reese's Senior Bowl, executive director and NFL draft analyst, joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jim, it's always incredibly busy from you for you. Really, the start of football season as you start to compile your rosters all the way through the process of the Senior Bowl and then as it continues into the NFL draft. So we've almost reached the pinnacle there. How are you doing this evening?
We're almost to the finish line. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on.
So the Senior Bowl this year is kind of like a who's who of who's been attached to the Atlanta Falcons. And we're going to get to a number of these players, guys that could end up there at 8 if they stay at 8, but also guys that could be their second-round picks as well. I do want to start, however, with the guy that seems most attached to the Falcons. He was not at the Senior Bowl, but I'm sure you know more than plenty about Dallas Turner. What do you see from a prospect like the Alabama pass rusher?
Yeah. Obviously seen a lot of Dallas just being up in Tuscaloosa over the years and watching him. I'll say this. I don't think he's the same level of prospect that Will Anderson was last year. You know, they got one rookie of the year for the Texans this year. But he's a better athlete. When you saw those guys on the same field and on the same tape, Dallas Turner really jumped out. So high-end athlete on tape, and then he goes to the combine and crushes it. And he's pretty good doing all that stuff too. So again, he's more of a speed rusher, really good athlete, more than athletic enough to drop into space. If we're just talking about like former Falcons guys, like much better space athlete dropper than a Vic Beasley would have been, looser athlete. So yeah, I think it's going to be him or Leatu Latu are the two guys in terms of pass rush that would fit there. And I'm sure you're going to bring that name up, but to me, those are the two guys that would be there at 8.
He's number 2 on the list. Jim Nagy, the Senior Bowl, joining me on the WadeFord.com highlight. Yeah, that was the guy I was going to talk to you about. You had him at the Senior Bowl. We've seen him quietly kind of move up and maybe even become a favorite to go to the Falcons today. We'll see how it plays out on Thursday. But how do you feel about Latu, what he can do in the next level? And should Falcons fans have any concern about his career, his history with the neck?
You know, it's funny, you know. I mean, a lot of times we don't know about the people outside the NFL don't know much about these guys' medical histories, right? And this one was out there, right? He was medically disqualified from Washington, and the UCLA docs cleared him and he played. So I feel like some people really leaned into that. Like they felt like they had insider info on this kid, and, you know, so they were banging him a little bit because of the medical. What are they? They're like, we're not doctors. None of us are doctors, you know? So I will say this. I haven't spoken to an NFL team yet that's failed this kid medically. You know, a lot of teams go on an alphabet scale, like an ABCDEF or ABCDF. And then, you know, some teams do like a number scale, like a 1 through 5. So, I mean, yeah, I've talked to teams that have him in that C range medically or like in a 3 range medically. But he's been healthy, the last couple of years at UCLA. And I haven't done a more NFL-ready pass rusher coming out in a long time. I mean, I would have to rack my brain on who is as good as this guy in terms of just being technical and really slippery and knowing how to rush and having a plan. And you know he's natural at it because you can cut off his first move. You know, you can stymie his second move. And he's one of those guys. He stays alive in a pass rush, and he just strings moves together, and it's hard to find guys like that. So, I mean, it's hard to get double-digit sacks as a rookie. I think we saw Aiden Hutchinson almost do that a couple of years ago, got to like 9.5 or something. Maybe he got it. I can't remember. But a year from now, I could easily see Leatu Latu being the only double-digit sack guy in the league of this rookie class.
Oh, man. I think you've talked me into switching who I want at 8. I'm not going to lie. Because it might have actually been the guy we're about to bring up. This is a guy from a smaller school that kind of hit it big, started hitting it big there at the Senior Bowl, and then blew up at the NFL draft as well. But Toledo corner Quinyon Mitchell really just seems to have what it takes to be a corner that could pair well with A.J. Terrell. So what did you see from him at his week in Mobile and beyond?
Yeah, Quinyon was probably a guy coming into Mobile, late first, early second round pick, just because people had doubts of the level of competition, right? The MAC has, the Mid-American Conference hasn't produced a first round pick in 7 or 8 years. And so over the course of his career, he's went up against some decent receivers in that league, but not like he faced here. I mean, Ricky Pearsall from Florida and Roman Wilson from Michigan and some really good ones. And he just had a great week. And what you didn't see Quinyon do a lot on Toledo tape was get up and press man. He was mostly an off man zone player at Toledo. And then, you know, he got up here and got in people's faces. And that's where you saw the size and the strength and the physicality really show up. And then he goes to the combine, he runs 4.33. So, you know, he's been in the conversation with Terrion Arnold from Alabama as the top corner, and I think Terrion's going to be a really good pro. I like him a lot, but at a position, a speed-based position, where if you talk to anyone in the league, the speed's most important at corner. And he ran 4.33, and Terrion ran 4.51. That's a big difference. That's almost 2/10. That's significant. So I think that's why you're hearing, you know, Quinyon's probably going to be the first corner taken. And then the last thing is, he's not just like some fast guy, strong guy. He got his hands on a ton of footballs over the last couple of years at Toledo as well. So he can really find and play the football. You'd be getting a playmaker, you know, like this isn't like some projection. You're not drafting some guy that hasn't made a bunch of plays over his career. I mean, this guy's got real playmaking ability.
Jim Nagy, executive director of the Senior Bowl, NFL draft analyst. He's seen so many of these guys close up. He's been scouting them for quite a while as he wraps around who he wants to be making up the rosters of the Senior Bowl. That's why he's such a valuable asset to talk to this time of year. Another name, and again, it's just so many guys the Falcons have been tied to. There is no one specific guy to hammer down for 5 minutes. We're kind of bouncing all over the place here, Jim, but a quarterback that you guys had there at the Senior Bowl, and some people say it might even be a top 10 pick, maybe the pick at 8, former Indiana and Washington quarterback Michael Penix. What did you see from him?
Yeah, similar conversation with Latu in the sense that everyone knows what Michael's track record is with the durability. So he had some injury stuff at Indiana. There's no getting around that. But he's had two really full, healthy seasons at Washington. He's so much fun to watch throw the football in person. I think my first exposure to him was at the Manning camp like 3 or 4 summers ago. And he can really chuck it. I think you're finally starting to hear that come out, that of all these guys is like throwers and especially deep throwers. He's probably the best in this class, and he can win from the pocket. That's really important. I think the piece that got lost in all of it, you know, cause he is such a pocket guy. He's the only quarterback in this class of the top 6 guys that actually tested and did anything really on the testing front. And he ran in the mid 4.5s. The scouts I talked to that were there, he was 4.52 to 4.58, somewhere in that range, which is probably better than what a lot of people thought. So, you know, if you're the Falcons and you've got Kirk Cousins, these guys are all playing. I mean, people are going to knock his age. All these quarterbacks, if they're any good, they're all playing in their mid-30s anyway. So, you know, you have Kirk for a couple of years, you let this guy work under Kirk, and then he's your future. So, you know, Terry Fontenot, that it's his job to look ahead and set the franchise up the best way he can. And if that's a quarterback, you know, I know they've been doing a lot of homework on him. So we'll see. We'll see on Thursday night. It should be interesting.
Jim Nagy continuing to break down the NFL draft with us here on 92.9 The Game tonight. It's Abe Gordon live in the Kia Studios. Want to turn our attention to a little bit further down the draft board here, Jim. And I mean, if we're the luckiest of lucky, maybe one of them still available for the Falcons in the second round. But maybe the next tier of pass rusher, Byron Murphy and Darius Robinson.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Murphy's a really good player, man. We had him committed to come play in the Senior Bowl, and then my guy Daniel Jeremiah put out a mock first-round draft right before Senior Bowl week, and he had him as, like, the number 11 player. And I texted him. I said, man, you just got Byron Murphy out of the Senior Bowl. And he was like, man, don't say that. And literally an hour later, his agent called and pulled him from the game. So he's a really good player. And this will ring true for a lot of people there in the Atlanta market. The guy he reminds me of is Grady Jarrett. I was working for, I believe I was with the Seahawks or the Chiefs at the time. To this day, Grady's one of my favorite players I've ever scouted, and especially for a guy that slid to the fourth or fifth round, wherever he slid to. Really powerful, great leverage, quick, active, instinctive, just a really good football player. I would not be shocked if he's the first defensive player off the board on Thursday night. It's going to be him or Quinion or Dallas Turner, Laiatu, all the guys we talked about. One of those guys will go. And then the second guy you asked me, Darius Robinson, is a guy that had a dominant Senior Bowl week. He lined up all over the place like he did at Missouri. And he got to the quarterback from every alignment. So you're talking about a really versatile guy up front that can move around. He's long. He's powerful. And I just love how he's wired. He's a super competitive guy. When you're around him, the more you're around him, the more you like him. Like he is, if I was Terry Fontenot, I'd want him in my locker room. I'd want him on my football field. He's going to fit every team in the league. So again, I think he's more of a late first round pick. But I don't see a guy with his tools, his versatility, his skill set, getting out of the first round. That would surprise me.
Jim Nagy of the Senior Bowl NFL Draft Analyst joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. 92.9 The Game tonight. It's Abe Gordon here. And Jim, just two more names I want to ask you about. Certainly people here in Atlanta are very familiar with a receiver up in Athens, Ladd McConkey. What do you see him projecting as when he does reach the NFL? This is a guy people are kind of like really hoping that in some way he falls to 43 and the Atlanta Falcons could grab him. I don't see that happening, even in a very receiver-rich class. He just feels like he's ready to go and perform at the next level as well.
Yeah, you're right. I don't see it either, and he is ready to go. He was our second-rated receiver, even going back to last summer. So off the junior tape over the summer, going into the fall, we had Roma Dunze from Washington 1 and Ladd McConkey 2. I think he's an NFL ready-made guy. He's quick, he's fast, he gets open, can really separate, good after the catch. I mean, there's really not a lot of holes in his game. He's mature, off the charts. He would be a huge fan favorite in Atlanta, I would think. Be a great fit. I, whatever the trade scenarios are, you could end up with him. I don't think you could sit there and wait in the 40s and still get him. He's had too good of a process. He's too good of a prospect. He's too clean. Somebody's going to snatch him up. I could see him going late in the first round.
And then final name for you, Jim, is a guy that a lot of people thought years ago maybe would be the first overall pick in the NFL draft. Not everything goes the way it's planned. But Spencer Rattler is a guy that even a couple weeks ago looked like people were saying, oh, could you get him in the fifth? Could you get him in the fourth? He has started to really climb up mock drafts and up the boards. So what do you know about Spencer Rattler, both from his time there in college and then as he's progressed towards the NFL draft?
Yeah, he's going to be the seventh guy to go. Everyone's talking about the top six guys. Spencer or Michael Pratt from Tulane will be the seventh guy. They're 7 and 8 for everybody, depending on which team you talk to. Those are the two guys that will go next, probably somewhere in the second or third round. I don't think either gets out of day two. I think they end up going somewhere on day two. But I think Spencer, really natural thrower of the football, played a lot, experienced a lot, battled through some adversity leaving Oklahoma, which, teams love that. This guy's shown some mental toughness to bounce back. I mean, I think that's what we're seeing a lot of NFL quarterbacks struggle with right now. Some of these guys that aren't panning out, it's because they're facing adversity for the first time in their life and they don't know how to deal with it. Spencer has proven that he knows how to deal with it. And, a lot's been made that he didn't play with a great supporting cast in Columbia this year, especially up front. Xavier Leggett, he had a great guy to throw to, but he didn't have a lot of protection. I think it ended up helping Spencer, at least in my mind. Like, I questioned how athletic he was and the mobility And he moved around and got out of harm's way and created more, you know, on the move than he ever has. And I think that's helped him, you know. And then he came down here, had a great week, probably the most consistent week of any of our quarterbacks, which included, you know, Penix and Nix. And then he played great in the game. He was the game MVP. So I don't think any team's going to draft him to start next year. But if we're, you know, 3 or 4 years from now, like we did with the Dak Prescott, you know, went in the fourth round, if we're looking at a guy from this draft class that you could hit on a starter, not necessarily taking the first round, I would put my money on Spencer Rattler.
It is Jim Nagy, executive director of the Reese's Senior Bowl. A final question, Jim, you could take it wherever you want to. Who is one guy that played for you there at the Senior Bowl that you think people are vastly underrating, and no matter where he gets picked, whether it's second round or even in the fourth round, fifth round, is a guy that you think is just destined for an 8 to 10 year NFL career?
Well, shoot, that's a long, long list. I mean, since we're on the air in Atlanta now, I'll keep it with a Bulldog. I think both Georgia's safeties, Javon Bullard and Tyke Smith, did a great job here. You know, and I'll talk about Tyke because, I mean, his thing was he played nickel there at Georgia. You didn't see him play from depth a lot, you know, like he's going to project more as a safety and a nickel. And he was able to do that here in Mobile, and he looked really good back there playing from depth and in man coverage, which you didn't see a lot at Georgia. And then he ran fast. I mean, a lot of teams thought he was going to be a low 4.6 guy, and he goes to the combine and runs 4.47, so 4.46. So he's helped himself a ton in the process. Again, I love how that guy is wired. He's all about football. He's all about competing. You know, I think when we were putting the roster together back in November, most teams had Tyke in the fifth or sixth round. And again, I think he probably goes in the third. So if you're a power five level player and you jump, you know, two or three rounds in the draft process, that's massive. That usually happens with like small school players. So, Tyke's had a really good last few months.
Jim, always appreciate your time. We try and have you on at least once a year as we're building towards the NFL draft, ideally more than that. And thank you so much, and can't wait to see how it plays out Thursday, Friday, and over the weekend.
Yeah, it should be fun. Thanks for having me on again.
There you go. Jim Nagy, always valuable. I mean, just an incredibly valuable asset because he gets so many of these guys in for an entire week and really puts them through the ringer. It's not just the combine exercises of how far can you run, how fast can you jump, what's your cone drill. These guys are getting their hands on them in action, running plays against other NFL caliber prospects. So very cool to chat with Jim and get his thoughts on some of that. All right, when we continue, more on the Atlanta Falcons as we head towards the NFL draft. Plus, something Jim said that maybe makes you reconsider what the Falcons should do at 8. We'll tell you what that is and why on the other side. It is 92.9 The Game tonight. Abe Gordon here live from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.